Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, the 23rd of March 2024 is Argosy Magazine. Argosy was an American magazine, founded in 1882 as the Golden Argosy, a children's weekly, edited by Frank Munsey and published by E.G. Rideout. Munsey took over as publisher when Rideout went bankrupt in 1883, and after many struggles made the magazine profitable. He shortened the title to The Argosy in 1888 and targeted an audience of men and boys with adventure stories. In 1894 he switched it to a monthly schedule, and in 1896 he eliminated all non-fiction and started using cheap pulp paper, making it the first pulp magazine. Circulation had reached 500,000 by 1907, and remained strong until the 1930s. The name was changed to Argosy All Story Weekly in 1920 after the magazine merged with All Story Weekly, another Munsey pulp, and from 1929 it became just Argosy. In 1925 Munsey died, and the publisher, the Frank A. Munsey Company, was purchased by William Duart, who had worked for Munsey. By 1942 circulation had fallen to no more than 50,000, and after a failed effort to revive the magazine by including sensational non-fiction, it was sold that year to Popular Publications, another pulp magazine publisher. Popular converted it from pulp to slick format, and initially attempted to make it a fiction-only magazine, but gave up on this within a year. Instead it became a men's magazine, carrying fiction and feature articles aimed at men. Circulation soared and by the early 1950s was well over 1 million. Early contributors included Horatio Alger, Oliver Optic, and G.A. Henty. During the pulp era, many famous writers appeared in Argosy, including O. Henry, James Branch Cabell, Albert Payson Terhune, Edgar Rice Burroughs, L. Stanley Gardner, Robert E. Howard, and Max Brandt. Argosy was regarded as one of the most prestigious publications in the pulp market, along with Blue Book, Adventure, and Short Stories. After the transition to slick format it continued to publish fiction, including science fiction by Robert Heinlein, Arthur Clarke, and Ray Bradbury. From 1948 to 1958 it published a series by Gardner called The Court of Last Resort, which examined the cases of dozens of convicts who maintained their innocence, and succeeding in overturning many of the convictions. NBC adapted the series for television in 1957. Popular sold the magazine to David Geller in 1972, and in 1978 Geller sold it to the Filippocchi Group, which closed down the magazine at the end of the year. The title has been revived several times, most recently in 2016. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:09 UTC on Saturday, the 23rd of March 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Argosy Magazine. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Arthur Neural.